Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The American Property Casualty Insurance Association and Munich Re US recently released survey results on consumer attitudes about certain plaintiff lawyer tactics, including excessive lawyer advertising, generating nuclear jury awards, and engaging in hidden third-party litigation funding. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. I'm speaking today to Bonnie Guth, Head of Government Affairs, Munich Re America Services, and Steph Zelizinski, Chief Legal Officer at the APCIA. And Bonnie, let's start with you today. So what did the survey find?
Thanks, John, and thanks for having us today. The survey taught us a lot. It confirmed our belief that imminent reforms are needed to reduce consumer costs and improve the availability and affordability of insurance for Americans. This survey followed up on a survey that Munich Re US and APCIA released in 2024, where we learned that 86% of Americans agree that state and federal lawmakers should address abuses of the legal system, and 88% of Americans agree that there should be full transparency and disclosure of all the parties who have a financial stake in the lawsuit. So that addresses the third-party litigation funding issue and the fact that outside parties are investing in claims and litigation in the U.S. For the 2025 survey, we did a deeper dive on some of these issues. And here we learned that most Americans agree that certain plaintiff lawyer tactics increase the cost of insurance and everyday goods. They also agreed that there should be restrictions on lawyer advertising. We should rein in some of the improper jury anchoring that goes on in the courtrooms and outside the courtrooms. And there should be more rules around third-party litigation funding, including prohibiting foreign investors in claims. And then on top of all that, we learned that a majority of the survey respondents weren't even familiar with these dynamics. So what that told us is that we really need to focus on education and making sure that all of our stakeholders, defense counsel, our employees and consumers and businesses understand these practices and they know how they impact the insurance industry and also the end consumer.
Steph, Bonnie just mentioned something called jury anchoring. What exactly is that?
Thank you, John, for the question. Jury anchoring is a litigation tactic that's used by plaintiffs' lawyers where they suggest an exorbitant award amount that's often unsubstantiated, just throw it out there for the jury to trigger them into thinking that there's a baseline amount, a minimum amount that they should consider as an award. And this tactic, along with others that use something that's called reptile theory, and that includes misleading legal advertising, excessively high jury awards, and third-party litigation funding, have promoted a litigious culture, which ultimately contributes to rising costs. And I mentioned this issue about reptile theory, and it's really, if you take a step back and look before you even get in litigation and consider attorney advertising, that's something we like to call mass anchoring because it creates a perception of the lawyer's role versus what the insurance role is, casting one as good and one as evil. And that's designed to condition potential jurors that are going to be part of a jury pool considering what amount to be awarded, that they ought to think about the parties in those ways, that the lawyer is representing good, trying to do good by bringing a lawsuit, and the corporation is inherently greedy and evil.
So now that the insurance industry is armed with these results, Bonnie, what can be done to combat these litigation practices?
Yeah, well, I can talk about what a company can do, what Munich Re can do, and we can be mindful and proactive in the way we're running our business and our claims handling and our underwriting. Munich Re, like all companies, we set our strategy and we identify our own perception of risk. And we really need to be diligent in how we implement that. We also need to use data and analytics and technology to get better insights on what's going on in these cases and these claims and what's going on in the courts. We don't have enough data yet, but we're getting more and more every day. And that will help with exposure monitoring and risk monitoring and modeling. We can identify trends better. We also need to be proactive in claims handling. We need to prepare defendants and witnesses for what they're likely to face in a courtroom. We can, and we do, and I think most companies do, hold mock trials so that they can validate the defense arguments and really have a better understanding of how their story is going to play in a courtroom. And of course, like I said before, we can educate consumers and businesses and all stakeholders to increase awareness about these dynamics.
Is there any legislation being proposed that could remedy the legal landscape for insurers here, Bonnie?
So that's a state-by-state and issue-by-issue question. We have a 50-state system. Each state has its own rules of civil procedure, its own court rules, its own judges, and it really its own system. So we look at each state and try to identify where the pain points are and what's driving the losses. And you know, we rely very much on APCIA and its advocacy to set broader strategy.
John, maybe this is an opportunity for me to step in and talk about the advocacy role that we play as an industry trade association. I want to go back a little bit to your prior question and talk about the utility and actually necessity of having to marshal facts and data to support advocating for reforms. The first question that is often asked by any policymaker, whether it's a legislator or a judge or a regulatory official, is where is the abuse happening in my state? And then what do you have to support that? So tools like the survey and other data that's produced, like the cost to each consumer of participating in litigation, helps drive that the facts and the data behind the reform that's being proposed. And I'll give you one example that was useful in Florida, where we saw significant legal reforms in 2022 and 23. And in that state, interestingly enough, the state insurance regulator collects periodic claims data from the companies. And what the regulator found, which was striking to legislators that were considering reform, is that while Florida had roughly 8% of homeowners' claims nationwide, they had close to 80% of the homeowners' claims litigation in a single state. And providing that stark data really drives home the importance of getting legal reform to tamp down on those man-made costs that are driving insurance availability and affordability. Without those facts, people would have assumed, because Florida is a natural catastrophe prone state, that that's what was driving the costs. As it turns out, they were incorrect. It was the legal system abuse that was driving costs through the roof.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
But considering the public's image of the insurance industry, Steph, is this a battle that can be won, let alone waged?
Yeah, as I mentioned early on, it's tough. You're fighting against almost 50 years of attorney advertising, and which is intentionally sought to flip the narrative on insurers, and to damage our reputation, as well as any corporate defendant that's involved in the legal system. And you got to step back and realize that what's going on here, and that is that our court system is a branch of government. And if you treat it like a branch of government, it's not a normal competitive market. It's really a one-sided market where And this is no surprise and no, fault of the trial lawyers. They're trying to make money, but they control entirely the supply and demand for a product, which is a lawsuit. And if they control the supply and the demand, advertising becomes a marketing tool for them to generate more lawsuits and more money. And so if we step back and realize that that's a part of the system, I think it's going to take an effort to combat that reputational damage that's done through advertising. It's going to take an effort by not only insurance companies, but every business that's involved in the court system to try to point out the facts and the data and frankly, the anecdotal stories that state the case as to why a proliferation of lawsuits and rising costs is not really the way to go. We have a system of justice that's supposed to be fair, balanced, and predictable. And if it's allowed to be no more than an investment vehicle, it sort of loses its purpose.
Realistically then, Steph, how do you see legal system abuse reform playing out?
I think it's going to be a long-term incremental battle. I don't think there's any one silver bullet that's going to magically solve the problem. We haven't talked a lot about third-party litigation funding, but let me raise it now because it happens to be a reform that's being pursued in earnest in the states. And in third-party litigation funding, outside investors, who are, by the way, not disclosed to the court or the parties, so you don't know when litigation financing is going on behind the scenes. But this is an outside investment in lawsuit outcomes by a party that's not injured. A party's sole purpose, the investor's sole purpose, is to make money off of litigation outcomes. And that we've done some focus group message testing on this particular legal system abuse. And when folks who don't know anything about third-party litigation funding find out that it's going on, their reaction is almost immediately negative. And they think of, rightly so, foreign interference in U.S. elections. And that makes a lot of sense for what I said earlier, because this is a branch of government. So you wouldn't think that there would be any secrecy, for example, about who's lobbying Congress or a state legislature, or who's actively supporting one side or the other when a regulation is at stake. But the fact that that's going on in the court system really bothers people.
Well, it certainly is an uphill battle that you've got on your hands there. Bonnie, Steph, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
That was Bonnie Guth, Head of Government Affairs, Munich Re America Services, and Steph Zelizinski, Chief Legal Officer at APCIA. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.